This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Welcoming King Charles III, Brett Ahrens of Market Watch. He is in the United Kingdom, in London, on the occasion of the Queen's passing at 96. The Queen is dead, long live the King. Is to account not only for the sense of mourning that now runs through the United Kingdom and all well-wishers of the Queen, the late Queen, but also the doubts raised these last weeks and days, the leadership and the decision-making in the United Kingdom at this moment of war crisis on the continent, energy crisis globally, recession looming, and the inflation rising, recovering from the pandemic and then plunged into high prices at the grocery store and at the gas pump. All of this calls into question again, is this the moment for the United Kingdom to survive an existential crisis with a new premier? Brett, a very good day to you. The markets have reflected for some time doubt about the United Kingdom to find a new energy, a new prosperity, not only because they do not have as easy an access, but to oil and gas, and there is no promise from Russia, but also because these last years, especially under Boris Johnson most recently, they've been following the course of green, of renewables, of moving away from fossil fuels. All this calls into question right now your experience of the mood in the United Kingdom. I understand they're in mourning, but there are these large doubts about their future. What can you tell us, Brett, about where they are? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. Great to join you as always. I seem to come to, every time I come to the UK, there's a crisis or some terrible news of some kind or other. So you can imagine my shock on discovering the day after I arrived that the Queen had died at age 96. The thing about the Queen, which is quite interesting, is there is an element of shock that I think could take some time to get over, because she had been Queen for so long that there are very few people alive who can remember a time when she wasn't Queen. I mean, 70 years on the throne, I mean, you have to be in your 80s even to have a dim memory of a previous monarch. So there's almost a sense of almost like an amputation. They've lost a queen that they've had for so long, and this is very disorienting. And it's come, as you point out, at a very sensitive juncture. Just before she died, one of the Queen's last official acts was to welcome, officially appoint, the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who is, she gives no grounds for confidence, really, with anyone. I don't know anyone, even conservatives, who have any confidence in Liz Truss. In fact, diehard conservatives I know are horrified, and horrified by the cabinet she's appointed. So Britain feels leaderless in a very real sense right now. The Queen has gone, and they have a Prime Minister who has enjoys very low confidence. And at the same time, you have an energy crisis looming coming this winter. In fact, the first crisis Liz Truss had to deal with before the Queen died was with an energy crisis. She's trying to cap energy bills, which are basically skyrocketing. And she came under fire from the opposition for not imposing any kind of windfall tax on the energy companies, but simply adding the British government is going to bail out the British people. They're just going to spend money to subsidize energy bills, and they're going to put it on the national credit card. So there is an energy crisis. Britain is clearly heading towards a recession, as I think a lot of the West is. And then at the same time, you have this sudden loss of leadership. If the Queen had died while there was a stable and respected established Prime Minister in number 10, it might have mitigated the crisis a bit. And the fact that Britain had appointed this new and very perceived to be very lightweight new Prime Minister probably would be less of a shock if there was the sense of stability of having the Queen on the throne. But losing the Queen and essentially having a completely untested, unknown Prime Minister with enormous doubts around her, at the same time as you have this looming recession and energy crisis, is all a recipe for a lot of nerves, really.
Liz Truss, in her early remarks, and the conservatives are indicating that there will be a reversal of fortune, that fracking will no longer be banned in the United Kingdom, that the North Sea fields that have been left to drift these last years from 3 million barrels a day to 1 million a barrel a day will be revived. They're even talking about nuclear energy. This is all common sense. Do you see this as a way forward that can break this gloom that's descent upon the United Kingdom? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, there's no question that the British government, as have the continental governments such as Germany, are reconsidering, for example, nuclear power, and they are being forced to look again at fossil fuels because simply the fuel costs are not sustainable. You can't have this huge hell for leather transition to green energy while you have a fuel crisis. It's simply not sustainable. The money isn't there. They can't afford it. They need every source of energy they can get. One of the advantages, if I can put it that way, one of the advantages of someone like Liz Truss in number 10 is that she is quite famously not someone who has had a lot of conviction. She's basically held almost every political opinion you could have over the course of your life. I mean, Bill Clinton can't shift positions as fast as Liz Truss. So she's not wedded to any particular ideology. And although she likes to put on some sort of claim to be the heir of Margaret Thatcher, I don't think anyone takes that seriously apart perhaps from her. And even though she may view herself as very conservative, may pretend to be very conservative, the reality is she's not ideological. And I think if the civil servants in Whitehall tell her that the only way to address the energy crisis in reasonably short terms is to go heavily back into fossil fuels, then she'll do it. She'll do it. She'll have to do it, but she will do it. So I think that there's a lot of common sense. I know that the Germans are at last reconsidering their bizarre stance on nuclear power. There are other signs. I think the Japanese are doing the same. There's a lot of people are waking up to the fact that no matter how desirable you may view the shift to green energy, you can't, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you can't do these kind of things. You can't basically switch off the fossil fuels when there's a fuel crisis.
This is a wartime in Europe. Is there a sense of war in London, or is it all too far away? 30 seconds.
Not really. It's too far away, and I think the fact is the constitutional crisis here in Britain, or the death of the Queen, the change in power, the fact that Liz Truss is basically looks almost like a caretaker prime minister for 2 years, they've got issues far closer to home than what's going on in the Ukraine.
Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch, he's in London at this moment of, well, if a comet appeared in the skies, nobody could be surprised. The death of regents, the ascension of regents, wartime, and severe doubts about the next three winters. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.